When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Got a bunch of information from Dan Quinn. Some good news, Sam Cosmi back on the practice field. Windows open. Better news, Jaden Daniels medically cleared, back on the practice field, full go.
I'm waiting on some more news.
What's that?
JB. John Bates.
We'll see.
If he's on the field, I think it makes a world of difference.
Keep saying trending up.
Onto the field.
When we talked with John Bates yesterday, if you missed that interview, check it out wherever you get your podcasts. We talked to Commander's tight end John Bates yesterday. He said, I'm feeling really good, hoping to get ramped up. All right, so Jaden's back. Cosme's on the back track, in a good way, of Bates, Brown, McLaurin. Who do you feel best about?
Bates.
Me too.
And the thing, but what I like about Bates, I was just in there talking with Jason. He was like, how do you win in the trenches? So I gave him two things about defense. And I say, get John Bates back. And you start thinking about the running games of teams all the way back to before I got here. From Donnie Warren on. When they had good tight ends, basically you had like a sixth lineman on the field. And you're able to go out there and handle business. So I've always liked tight ends that could truly, truly block because they help make things even more dominant on that side of the ball.
For sure.
So I think him coming back would be more help than anybody, any natural fan, normal fan would understand.
I think that's a really good point. I think Bates helps them a ton. And I think he's coming back, honestly. I have the most confidence in Bates' return. Who do you feel better between McLaurin and Brown?
McLaurin.
I kind of do, too.
Listen, bro.
Or let me say this. I don't know who will be back first, but I have a feeling when Terry's back, he's back.
I know Terry, it kills him not to be out there. I'm sure it kills Noah as well. But Noah's, I think Terry is going to push it more.
Let's hit these phones. We got some good news. Folks are still worried about the receiver room. Let's go to Austin is in North Carolina. Austin, Jaden's back. Cosme's on the back track. Receivers, still a lot of questions.
I'm not too concerned about the receivers. I think once Jaden comes back, it's going to look a lot better and a lot more fluid. The thing that I'm more curious about is Dan Quinn's comment about Marshawn Lattimore, and it was the part where he said, I'm glad to work with him this week. Like, it sounds like not the best kind of point to make. I mean, he's on the team for the season. I'd love to get your guys' take on kind of the verbiage that you chose to use in that statement.
About Lattimore specifically, I think it's a good question. I think there's a number of things to consider with Lattimore, right? Did he get burned by Drake London? Yes. Did Michael Penix have the backfield? Yes. He hitched twice before he let that thing go.
Yeah.
Lattimore gives up big plays and gets called on a lot of penalties. Like, it depends on what your evaluation is. Was Lattimore worth the third-round pick? I'm not entirely sure.
Mm-hmm.
Was DQ right, though, that a lot of times with, what do you say, left tackles and corners?
Yeah.
People only remember the bad plays.
Like 100%.
They can make play pretty well for 80% of a game. DQ said, I don't think Lattimore's being targeted. I think in that game in Atlanta he was, but that doesn't necessarily mean he is every game. I think Amos is their best corner, and I think their teams will generally go to the other side if they think they have an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But as for DQ, what do you think he's going to say? Yeah, teams are targeting him. He's getting torched. He's not going to say that.
No, not at all.
I think...
But what he said is not a lie. A cornerback can go out there and play 10 plays, great. 20 plays, great. Get beat one time, people are going to say he sucks. It happens. Tackle, left tackle, same thing. But I mentioned it the other day, and I'll keep mentioning it. Pass rush and coverage goes together, hand in hand. They both help each other. But when that quarterback can drop back 7 steps, double hitch, and let a ball go, and he gets no pressure, that's a damn problem.
What was it you think that there was no pressure, little pressure against Atlanta? Like, is that just the O-line that much better?
No,
like, just guys have bad games?
They were that better that day. Listen, man, it's not about just how good you are one day or not. Joe Witt talks about how you rush as a tandem, you rush as a team. You block as a team, too. So if you bring 4 against an offensive line that got their butt whipped the week before, and those 5 guys say that 4 are not getting here. Then all of a sudden you bring 5, and they say, well, we're going to hunker down again, and they push you by. You may have a lot of good little moves, they push you by. Then all of a sudden you bring 6. A tight end or a running back comes get the other guy. It's all in tandem. But if you don't show any color, the quarterback's not affected.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first 2 orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, remember I used to say how we sometimes we want to do the waltz with people? We did it for like years. Our D-line sit up there doing this, just dancing around. We were waltzing on the other night. We weren't hitting, exploding, and dismissing. You got to be violent when you're trying to dismiss somebody. And I just heard this coach talking about football and stuff. Football, yes, the rules have changed. Everything's supposed to be so nice. But it's violence which makes a damn difference.
Arrive
and you got to be violent on the field to get somebody off of you. If you want somebody to call a damn holding call, violently throw his ass away from you and try to go around him and see what the ref call. Or when you hit a push move, punch him in the chest as hard as you can to grip, rip, and throw. You got to have some level of violence. Listen, and yeah, people, when you talk like that, oh, you're crazy. You're damn straight. You're crazy as hell to go on a football field and have 75 accidents a whole damn game. Yeah, you're crazy. So be crazy on the field and stop letting these little dumbass rules make you go out there and be passive.
Well said. A little bit of news. Commanders are on the practice field now. I'm looking at Nikki Jabala's Twitter. John Bates out there for stretch with his teammates like he's going to practice. Positive development, right?
Liking it.
And it's consistent with what John told us yesterday. Terry McLaurin not out there during the media viewing portion of practice. Doesn't mean he won't be there, but not there when folks were looking. Noah Brown and Jonathan Jones, the corner, veteran corner that might help, working on the side field. So I think our intuition was pretty dead on, B, that we felt good about Bates and unsure about the rest of the fellas.
Yeah.
Jaden is wearing a knee brace. I don't think that should be that big of a surprise. Let's keep these phone lines going here. Let's go to Russ in Charlestown. Russ, how you feeling about these Commanders?
I'm feeling pretty good. We're getting our difference maker back in Jaden. And, I'm feeling, you know, optimistic. But I'm like with B. Mitchell. It's like, they got it in the trenches, man. They got to get it going on, you know. And I think, like you say, you get that tight end back and Bates. And I think hopefully we could turn around. But the next five games, I mean, you know, well, you're supposed to go week to week. We got some tough opponents, man. So I'm just like, we got to get it together. And Lattimore, you know, again, you got to have that push up front, man. They could get on anybody's nerves if they're not pushing up front, right? So I think that'd be – and the receiver's room, I wish they'd have kept Zacchaeus and Brown, but, you know, I don't know too much about it. I mean, somebody probably got them. You know, they didn't, I wish we'd have kept them because Jaden was used to them, but things change in the NFL, man. Next man up, you know. So, hey, I appreciate it, fellas.
All right, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate you, man.
You about to call him Zacchaeus?
Our boy Rusty is in Delaware. Rusty, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
We're good, bud.
How are you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm right there with you. Super pumped about Bates to hear him on the practice field. I think that's a huge difference that may go underestimated at times. Obviously, having Jaden back, I think Mariota for a game, maybe a game and a half, is probably justifiable. But, you know, extended periods of time, the Commanders kind of looked like Washington of old without the X factor at quarterback. But I agree as far as trench warfare, man. That's where the game's going to have to be won on both sides of the ball. And it kind of begs the question, Preston Smith is a 10-year veteran in the NFL. What's taking him so long to get game ready?
I don't know if it's game ready or if they liked the guys they had, but now with Jean-Baptiste down, I imagine you see Preston active this
week. They may be trying to get him ready with this whole scheme and all that. He may not know all the defense just yet.
But now you got Jean-Baptiste out, ready or not, it's probably time for Preston this season, this week, I would guess. We'll find out, but it's a fair question, Rusty. I think that was more they liked what they had, and now that they're down another guy, it'll probably be Preston time. You know, he played in week 18 last year for Pittsburgh. He was traded about midway through the season. He was inactive week 16, but outside of that, I think he played 16 games last year between the two organizations. Keep the phone lines going. A lot of folks want to talk. Let's go to Carter out in Largo. What's up, Carter?
Good day. How are you?
What's up, man?
Not much. Be missed, my man. How are you?
I'm good, brother.
Good to hear. All right, so look, I ain't even going to cap, and I know that's a strong word, but we already know we went to Atlanta, and we had big hopes, and with Mariota, he used to play for the Falcons, we got smacked in the mouth, and then he wanted to throw that deep ball at the end of the game like he was troubled. And they was chasing them around all game long. So we do got to get our trenches back together, and we got to get our defense up. We have to get our defense up. I don't know what kind of coverages we call, and I'm watching the game. I felt like I'm on the sideline watching the Falcons call cover one, cover four, cover two. And they're getting smoked. It was tragic. And I'm with one of my best friends who is a Commander fan to death. And it was tragic.
Thanks for the call, dude. Leville, I feel like I did your dirty work right there. You say that in my ear, or did you say that over the air? Oh, buddy. let's take a couple more calls before we get to our power ranks. PJ's in Reston. What's up, PJ?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yep, so I had two quick questions I wanted to ask you guys. Lately, I heard that the Seahawks are trying to trade Tariq Woolen, which is confusing to me. Do you guys think it makes sense to maybe trade Lattimore for Tariq? Is that a wash? Would we need to give up, like, a draft pick, or would we get a draft pick? Like, who is rated higher? And then my other question is, Adam Peters is awesome. I'm an Adam Peters supporter. He's a godsend. I think the last draft class, I give him, like, a B or B+. Is it a little bit concerning that I know Luke finally had a touchdown last week, but you know, he hasn't done too much, and Ben Sinnott, by no means are these guys bust or nothing, but Ben Sinnott, he's like invisible. I don't see the guy. And Johnny Newton, you know, how is he panning out? None of these guys are bust. They could all be excellent, but they've just been a little bit quiet due to some circumstances. Now, his free
Newton
agent
was
have been
pick.
Amazing.
Just worth pointing that out. Oh, no, he wasn't.
I got the gist of Gab and other yes.
You're cool. Yo, can I ask you a question? Where did you hear that Seattle's trying to trade Tariq Woolen?
I read it either on Yahoo Sports or ESPN, okay. And it stood out to me because it didn't make sense. Like, they're doing good this year. I think they're 3-1, 2-2, and he's a good player. The defense is a strong point. So I didn't understand why they would want to trade Tariq Woolen. But it was either ESPN or Yahoo. I'm like 99% certain, I would say.
Yeah, listen, man, that's a young player who's been really good in Seattle. He started all four games for him this season.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. No. I certainly don't think generally.
But fans have to realize just because they don't like somebody don't mean who you think want to trade somebody going to say, oh, I'll trade you for this person. It doesn't just happen like that. It has to be something that they're going to get the value that they think they need. And you may call and offer them, and they say, no, we don't want that person. We want somebody else. So you got to be careful and just. Every time somebody want to trade somebody, we got to be a part of it.
Listen, Woolen's a really good player. If you could get him, maybe that works. But he's also been struggling like crazy this year in Arizona. Like, I'm sorry, in Seattle. If they were thinking about trading him, you also ask why you want to ask. A guy. I don't think there's a. At the same time, I don't think there's a huge market for Marshawn Lattimore in as a trade piece right now. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Just this, you know what we're starting to sound like? Scott Jackson used to do the basketball calls, and people wanted to trade Peter John Ramos. His name was for Shaq. That's what we're starting to sound like. Let's just trade people. They don't just want some just because you want to get rid of it.
Right. We'll take one more. Jonesy's on the line. What's up, Jonesy?
All is. What's going on, man? People are talking about these trades like they, like it's top cards or something, man. This ain't that. I mean, what you want to do is pretty much get your people back in order, sit them down, look at that film, show them what they're doing wrong, and if they within the scheme, they're in with the scheme. I hear people talking about so much as this wide receiver ain't working out, this, that, and the other. I know that. But there was once upon a time, there was a guy that told me the best ability was availability. 30-30 is what they call them. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Mitch, what's going on?
Yep.
I'm just saying, man, we could sit here and play the wishing well game and hey, can we get this guy for that guy? How do we know they're going to work out if we do get him? We don't know that.
Everybody was really excited when they traded for Lattimore, to your point. You know, like, there was a ton of excitement surrounding that move. Appreciate the call, Jones.
All right, Jones.
Thank you, buddy. When we return, we're going to run through power rankings, NFL.com. We do it every week to try to get an idea where folks think Washington is and the rest of the league. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.